Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's true. We're coming up on the air here live tonight. Well, we're going to be live on the show tonight, folks. I hope you can dig this action. As a matter of fact, I was supposed to have gotten Joe Stax on the phone. Because, you know, you're going to be digging the Lost Discs radio show now. And this is Jim E. Knight sitting in with you. And we're going to get Joe Stax on the telephone, and he's going to be digging it with you. So stand by, folks, and let's get him on the air in just a moment.
Thank you for calling the House of Stax.
Yes, may we speak with the Master Stax, please?
Your call is important to us.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's true. We got him on for you, and that's part of the insanity on tonight's show. Joe, how you doing tonight, man?
Feeling good. It's great to be back on the airwaves with the Lost Discs show. How are you, Jim?
I can't complain. You know, feeling good, and it's summertime, and things are happening. A lot of rain here today in Connecticut way, where we have our studios, folks, and well, that's just the way it is in the summertime. You gotta, yeah, you take the good and the bad, I guess. And, Joe, tonight, I think that people should email in with their support for this type of program because, you know, we do this kind of thing just to kind of stick it to the man, right? Now we know that.
So are you saying we should be asking for pledges this week, Jim?
Yeah, this is pledge week here on Lost Discs Radio Show. We won't take your credit cards necessarily, but we will take your emails and we'll shout back at you on the air tonight. So you drop it in on the computer there. You know, that's the only way you can send the emails these days. And you got to type it in like this. You see, it's lost at wbcq.us, right? It's .us, folks, like us, like you and me. Joe Stax on the phone there. Now, Joe, some people, they like to get QSL cards for this program, and we do mail them out. And I guess some of them don't always make it because, you know, they do have our college intern chesties chest hanging out on them. So, some people get mad. They don't get their QSL cards, but we do mail them. And, folks, if you would like a QSL card for tonight's program on June 24th of 06... maybe you're digging it on 7415 or 5110 kilohertz for your underground shortwave experience. Well, that would be groovy, and you could do it on the email. I'm not above that sort of thing. Give us a signal report, and give us your QTH, man. Give us your location, and you could also drop it in the PO box. You could write to this program by dropping something into PO Box 157. North Haven, Connecticut, 06473 in the USA. All right, but enough of that, Joe. We need to get on with some stuff. We're going to be kicking it off tonight with the Rising Suns. You know what I'm saying, Joe? Now this is something that should have been released, but it didn't get released, or part of it got released.
Some of it got released. The Suns were the sound of 65 and 66 in LA, combining two phenomenal players in the form of Taj Mahal doing the vocals and playing some guitar and piano, and Ry Cooder playing the guitar as well. They were on the Columbia Records label. They were produced by Gary Usher, and they put out one single, recorded enough material for an album, and that sat in the can when the single flopped until I think it was finally put out on CD, you know, around the early 90s or so.
Yeah, well, I dig that. I dig that, man. Oh, and by the way, Dr. Doc Brown will not be in tonight, folks, so stop asking. All right? But you're going to have to sit back and dig the smooth action here tonight on the show from the Rising Suns kicking it off. Yeah, because it's the last fair deal gone down tonight on the Lost Discs radio show.
It's just the last fair deal going down. It's the last fair deal going down. Baby, it's the last fair deal going down. New Orleans. yeah, Eddie Bear, don't you cry no more. Eddie Bear, don't you cry no more. Honey, if you cry by the nickel, honey, you're gonna die by the dime. Wouldn't worry.
Radio as you've never heard it before.
And so what you need to do is keep smacking that wine bottle or hitting that six-pack, cussing and running up and down watching porno flicks. Come on! Come on!
There, need some time to catch my breath here. Can't you taste the smell of death near? Clap your hands and kick a petunia. Don't learn too much, it'll ruin ya. Be yourself when it fits you. Got karate and jiu-jitsu. Ha-ha. I'm a Marine and thanks to all. They're in my body at the dancing hall. Well, can't you see them babes in the sky there? Maybe they're just learning to fly there. Need some time to catch my breath here. Can't you taste the smell of death near?
You know, you are listening to the Lost Discs Radio Show. And now, you should check out our cool website. Just go to lostdiscsradioshow.tripod.com. And remember, you don't put www in front of that address.
Wait, hold the phone here. That can't be right. What are you talking about? What's happening?
I don't know. What are we supposed to do now?
Well, let me explain. See, you don't need to put a www in front of our website address. It just starts like this. lostdiscsradioshow.tripod.com.
But what about the children?
Well, don't worry. See, this way it's easier for everybody. LostDiscsRadioShow.tripod.com.
What the heck is a tripod?
Well, tripod. That's our host, you see. Tripod. T-R-I-P-O-D.
Okay. That makes sense.
All right. Well, see, our cool website is your cool link to the obscure oldies and rare B-sides that corporate oldie stations just won't play. Go to LostDiscsRadioShow.tripod.com and get the deal behind Jimmy Knight and Dr. Doc Brown. Visit our fan gallery. Vote for your favorite record label on our Lost Discs poll. You can sign our guest book and basically just help us
stick it to the man!
Go to LostDiscsRadioShow.tripod.com. That's LostDiscsRadioShow.tripod.com. Visit us today!
Lost Discs Radio.
What time? What channel's it on?
Another oldie goldie flashback. Shortwave and internet, you're on the planet.
Painted parts.
kidding me here, man? Okay, now the... You gotta be digging that, folks. It's the out-of-sight sounds now of Procol Harum. That's right. Procol Harum's making the scene tonight on the Lost Discs radio show. That's the kind of action.
Yeah, they do a lot more than just that Reaper.
Yeah, see, they do a lot more than just that, the face at first just ghostly turned a whiter shade of pale song. Yeah. Right? That's actually, that is Outside the Gates of Syrtes. That's off of their first album, the Procol Harum album. And, you know, let's see. Before that, it was the Flamin' Groovies. Yeah? Yeah, and just in case you wondered if things were going to get groovy tonight. Well, the Flamin' Groovies are on board. Folks, that's Babes in the Sky. And before that, it was... Well, we kicked off that set with the Rising Suns. But, hey, you know that, man, if you've been tuned in since the top of the hour. And here's some folks that have been tuned in since the top of the hour. Some emails have come in already. We've got it from J.J.J. Johnson. You know that guy, Jay Johnson? It's good propagation down in North Carolina tonight on both Freaks. You see? The guy's hip. Freaks, man. Just in case you don't know what that means, I'll tell you what that means later. And Jim E., here it comes from Larry in South St. Paul, Minnesota. He's saying Jim E. to me. That's my name, you know. 7415 and 5110 kilohertz. Coming in pretty good, despite it being kind of stormy. You know, lots of lightning touching down there. Folks, could be a crackly signal where you are. You know, we don't know. But he's digging the show, and he's sending 73s all around, and that's the kind of action we dig. And here's good old Cosmic Debris. Thank God Cosmic Debris and his lovely lady Jane are digging the action, man. They're sitting out on the deck, and they're hanging out on this beautiful summer night, and they're digging it on both frequencies. And they especially are making a mention to say hello to Joe Stacks. And Joe, they're saying that it's always good to hear your insight on the scene. You dig me, Joe?
No, that's just, I'm glad to hear it. You know, I dig doing the show, and it's good to know that people like hearing my rap.
Now, speaking of that, Joe, we were in a repeat last week, but 2 weeks ago when we did a show and we did not have you on, I want you to know that during that show, somebody emailed in, and I don't know if I forwarded this to you or not, but somebody emailed in during that show and said, when is Joe Stacks going to be back on the show? People actually, you know, looking out for you, asking about it. Like, you have a little bit of a base out there, I think, is what I'm saying.
It's a little game we play called Where's Joe Stacks?
Yeah.
And you find him. Where in the world is he this week?
Where in the world is Joe Stacks? Well,
it's good to be... It's good to know. I mean, if I could be on every week, I'd love to be on every week. I'd love to be in the studio.
It's nice to know. Well, Joe, yeah, obviously. That would be the best. But it's nice to know, Joe, that when we do find you, you turn up here on the Lost Discs radio show. Now, speaking of people that email in and they listen to the show, here's two crazy guys up in Canada. Now, we got to talk about these two crazy guys who listen almost every week here. This would be Ken, V-E-3-F-I-T. And Mike, VE3FGU. These are ham radio guys, man, and they're at a ham radio convention. Now, let's get this. I'm going to get this right email so I can tell you where they're at so you can go, harass them. Let's see. Mike from Keswick, Ontario, and Ken Grant from Toronto. They are at the ham radio field day with the South Pickering Amateur Radio Club tonight, right now. They're probably all kicking back with shots of Jägermeister or something, and they're listening. They said they'd be listening, and they wanted to hear a special song tonight on the show, you know. And I figured, well, it's the least we can do for these guys since, you know, they're digging the action. So, Joe, we're going to kick off something for these guys from the Ugly Ducklings. All right? Now, these guys were out of a specific part of Toronto. Is that right?
Yeah, they were part of the scene centered around a couple of blocks just north of Bloor Avenue, off of Yonge Street there. The neighborhood was known as Yorkville. And in the 60s, it was kind of the Greenwich Village of Toronto. You had a lot of folk clubs that became and rock clubs later on. And a lot of the people who we know, you know, like Neil Young and some other well-known Canadians who made the... transition down to the U.S. hit parade, got their start in the Yorkville scene.
Yeah. Well, cool. Well, all right, so we're sending this out to all the guys at the Pickering South Berry thing with the I don't. I can't memorize all that stuff. Hey, you know, we're sending this out to the radio guys and the radio geeks. Oh yeah, it is the Ugly Ducklings tonight for VE3FIT and VE3FGU exclusively on the Lost Discs radio show tonight.
Missing the best things in life I find. A fist in the face won't even shake my mind. Listen to my pleas, 'cause they cheated me and done me wrong. But baby, not for long, not for long. No, not for long. Things I say, I can't even turn my back to walk away. Listen to my pleas, 'cause they cheated me and done me wrong. But baby, not for long, not for long. No, not for long. Cannot accept responsibility. Don't ask me to be what I don't want to be. Listen to my pleas, 'cause they cheated me, mistreated me. But baby, not for long, not for long. No, not for long.
Lysergic acid diethylamide. That's LSD, isn't it?
This is important in the crowded ham or radio amateur frequency bands.
Rent a TV set today. Bush, Murphy, Phillips, or Grundig. With TV deposits being so high these days, you may start saving for deposits on a standard or new color television right now by using the credit card scheme offered by H. Reynolds and Sons, with branches in Tilbury, Grays, and Chapel St. Mary in Essex. Remember, pay what you like, how you like, and when you like towards government law deposits. Rent your TV today from H. Reynolds and Sons. Service is second to none. Also, H. Reynolds and Sons have the largest selection of pop records in the area. H. Reynolds and Sons, with branches at Tilbury, Grays, and Chapel St. Mary in Essex. That's Reynolds for rental.
Lost Discs Radio.
Guys, it must be out of batteries or something.
Yeah. 1974 is the year that they are now planning for sex on the streets in every major city from coast to coast. And get ready for a shock. The music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll. It isn't just the lyrics, it's the beat. I preach into my conversion story, which you can get, how this beat gets them. 400 teenage girls in Detroit interviewed as to why they had illegitimate babies. They said, not just the words, the beat. The fertility rates of the jungles are the same beats incorporated in this modern rock to stir them up.
Jimmy Nice!
This is not a rational person. No kidding. Boy, isn't that an understatement.
Hi there!
Sad and lies, but you don't find many trying to sad the humanoid.
At all whether your boy was acting a little strange the last few weeks or so?
Marijuana.
Lost Discs Radio, doo-doo.
Lost Discs Radio, doo-doo. Lost Discs Radio, doo-doo. Lost Discs Radio, doo-doo. Lost Discs Radio, doo-doo. Lost Discs Radio, doo-doo. Lost Discs Radio, doo-doo. Your place for fun, Lost Discs Radio.
Hey, what the fuck am I doing?
Sitting with a crowd around me, why do I feel lonely? People talking loud around me, why do I feel lonely? I can go to congregations, feel neglected by the nation. I can get my fill of ration, still I feel lonely. It's time, time in good time, boy. I feel so better. Time, time in good time, boy. I will forget her. Yeah. I'm not going to start complaining. Why am I so sour? I'm not losing ground, I'm gaining. Why am I so sour? Everything is going my way. Traffic's moving on the highway. Don't mind eating fish on Friday. Still I'm feeling sour. Time, time in good time, oh, I feel some better. Time, time in good time, oh, I will forget her. Now it doesn't matter what I'm playing. Why do I get shaky? Doesn't matter what I'm saying. Why do I get shaky? Cannot figure why I'm bitter. Folks call me a real go-getter. I ain't never been no quitter. Still I'm feeling shaky. Time, time in good time, boy, I feel some better. Time, time in good time, boy, I will forget her. Time, time in good time, boy, I feel some better. Time, time in good time, boy, I will forget her.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, the incredible sounds now of the Bo Brummels making the scene live tonight on the Lost Discs radio show. And, well, that's the kind of action you're digging. Yeah, because that's the kind of action that we're digging. And let's see, before that, oh, yes. Now, before that, this is a favorite of our buddy Joe Stax's. And this would be the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band, sometimes known just as the Bonzo Dog Band, with the Humanoid Boogie. And that's off the Urban Spaceman LP on the Imperial Records label. And, of course, before that, it was Clear Light. Okay, folks, that's the name of the group. Okay, Clear Light. And, yes, I'm afraid that that might just be an LSD reference. Okay, but the song was called She's Ready to Be Free. And we kicked off that set with the Ugly Ducklings for all them Canadian Yorkville Squaresville guys who are up at the radio convention, the Ham Fest, whatever you want to call it. Joe Stax is on the phone out of Pittsburgh, and Joe, what's going on right now? Joe, right now.
I'm just digging it, man. I haven't heard the Humanoid Boogie in a long time.
Damn good song, damn. Damn it. Okay.
Humanoid rock and roll, baby.
Now let me, Joe, let's,
What?
Well, I don't know if you're going to go for this or not, but I got a little thing here lined up, and you're going to have a choice, but if you really think about, we had a little conversation over the phone like 2 nights ago, didn't we, Joe, you and me?
Yeah.
You know, we're friends, you and me. We call each other up from time to time, right? Well, I've got a little thing. See, back in the early days of the program, folks, maybe what you don't know is that when we would get Joe Stax on the phone like this, because he has such an encyclopedic knowledge of these things.
Oh, no.
We would do a little thing where we would try to stump Joe Stax. You see what I'm saying? Like, for example, Joe, right now, the Bonzo Dog Band. Give me a quick rundown. What's going on with those guys? Go.
Okay. The Bonzo started in probably about 64, 65, part of that vaudeville kind of 20s revival thing that seemed to be happening primarily in the UK. You had groups like the New Vaudeville Band, the Temperance Seven, the Alberts coming in, the Purple Gang. Are another offset of the kind of that mutated into kind of the Mungo Jerry jug music sound. The Bonzos, though, were some, you know, they started with the 20s thing. They went into a more satirical thing. They're not novelty.
Yeah.
But they're not, you know, and they're rock and roll. But they can take on many different styles.
Yeah.
Some truly weird stuff. I mean, I said to you, if Monty Python were a band, they would have been the Bonzo Dog Band.
Yeah, that's a pretty good reference. And, of course, they're also famous for appearing in the Beatles' Magical Mystery Tour movie.
That's right. The scene where the group, all the guys, go to the club,
the strip club,
and who's the band backing the stripper? As if anyone's paying attention to the band.
Yeah,
but that was the first time I heard the Bonzos doing the classic "Death Cab for Cutie."
Death Cab for Cutie, which is now there's a band, isn't there? A current band with the name Death Cab for Cutie.
Yes.
Right, and they took it from that song by the Bonzo Dog Band. Isn't that right? See, that's how there's nothing new under the sun. You punk kids and your music and your drugs and your acne. You know, you don't know. But the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band was out of like the mid late '60s there. And Joe Stax will tell you. So, Joe, I want to go into a song now, and I just want you to name the group. I think this is a song you've never heard, but you know of the group, and it's something we've talked about recently, but you've never heard this song. So I just want to play it, and then we'll come out of the record, and you tell me what the name of the band is without even me having to tell you ahead of time.
Uh-oh.
Now, are you up for that, or are you not? You're too stressed out. Come on.
Let's spin that disc and see what happens.
All right, we're going to spin it. And, folks, anyone who wants to get in on that action, you could do it, too, if you want to email in right now, live on the air. Because we're live on the air. You could email in and get in on this and tell us, well, what do you think is the name of this group? You email it to lost@wbcq.us and see if you can beat Joe Stax to the punch. We'll see if we can stump Joe Stax tonight on the show, man.
Woke up this morning, woke about the rising sun. I woke up this morning, woke about the rising sun. Done thought about my true gal who has gone along. Can't ever love, Lord, hope that I never will. Can't ever love, Lord, hope that I never will. Tried every proposition, should little good man kill. Puppies, 10 little shaggy hounds. I got 12 little puppies, 10 little shaggy hounds. And it takes 22 to rub my brown skin down. Sun. Woke up this morning, woke up by the rising sun. Done thought about my true gal who has gone along.
Oh yeah, ladies and gentlemen, that's what's going to be our Stump Joe Stax song of the evening. We haven't done this in a while, so let's just see. You know, it got kind of embarrassing there. We were actually stumping Joe Stax. And as Chesty said, we hate to stump Joe Stax, but we figure we got to give it a shot. And I don't think we're going to be embarrassed tonight because I can hear his brain ticking. And if you want to know what makes Joe Stax tick, stay tuned. Joe?
All right, guys.
Now,
here's what I'm thinking.
Now, come on.
Given that we were talking about that that mid-60s thing the other night, Jim.
Yeah.
We were in the Bonzos. We were talking about that the kind of novelty thing, groups that evolved out into 20s sound,
yeah.
And then kind of kept going.
Yeah.
And I mentioned them earlier just on the fly when I was trying to give my, like, 10-second history of the Bonzos.
Yeah, man.
Was that the Purple Gang?
Yes, it was, ladies and gentlemen. The fab sounds of the Purple Gang. Woo. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Joe Stax theme music in the background here. Sort of a victory thing, you know what I'm saying? All right, ladies and gentlemen, the Purple Gang with Rising Sun. See, interestingly enough, earlier tonight we played the group, the Rising Suns, and now here it is, a song called Rising Sun by the Purple Gang. And real quick, Joe, I mean real quick, give us the deal on the Purple Gang.
Okay, another middle 60s kind of retro jug group from the UK. Had an almost hit, near miss, with a great song called Granny Takes a Trip. It was banned for the suggestive lyric that Granny was doing more than just going on vacation.
Yes. Well, we've played that one on the show before. Thanks to you, Joe. You hipped me up to this group. And
with that Fab Kazoo solo in there.
A few months ago, I came across the actual vinyl LP called The Purple Gang Strike. You know what I mean? Oh, man. Well, that's the kind of action that you're digging, folks. Well, we've heard in from some folks. Well, congratulations to Joe Stacks. But let's move it on a little bit, because we have heard in from some more folks on the email tonight, folks. Yes, indeed. Chris in East Tennessee getting a big, good signal down there in East Tennessee. Aravishu in Texas coming in on 7415 there with a big, fat, groovy signal. And then good old LF Midwood. Now, this is very fortuitous, because I have a song lined up to play for LF Midwood. It's true. He just emailed in. He's getting a big signal in North Texas tonight. He and his significant lady, Gina, digging the show. And they're going to be up later tonight, folks. If you're digging it on 7415, you got to stick around tonight at 1 a.m. on over into Sunday morning here, coming up in a few hours on the Eastern time zone there. They're coming up with a thing called Shortwave Overnight. It's an overnight, well, it's like a two-hour show. Goes till 3 in the morning Eastern time, and it's a free speech show with rock and roll music that they play, and anyone can call up. See, they'll give you a phone number. You call them up, and you can speak your mind. And, you know, goddamn, someone better call them up this week. And, well, maybe it should be me. I don't know. It should be you. That's for sure. And so, just to celebrate that kind of fact, ladies and gentlemen, here it comes for them folks in Texas. Yeah, it's the incredible sounds of Robert Pete Williams, because he's out all night long, just like LF, man. And Gina, man. Just dig it, man.
I was out all night long, and my boo, I was out all night long, darling, drinking that booze of mine. Me now, gal, I'm we've been drinking all night long. All night long, I drank my booze all night. I just can't hardly get along. I'm a star. so hard. Meanwhile, I said, darling, it sure as can be done. Do the same. Breaking ain't no good woman, but to keep you broken down.
Lost Discs Radio.
Hey guys, we're going on a national bikini tour. And we're looking for two oil boys who can grease us up before each competition.
It is hard work. You know, it's hard work. It's hard work. Good people working hard, they can do the hard work. And it's hard work, but it's necessary work, and that's essential. But again, I want to tell the American people, it's hard work. It is hard work. It's hard work. There is no doubt in my mind that it's necessary work. I understand how hard it is. That's my job. No doubt about it. It's tough. It's hard work. It's hard work. It's hard work. What I said was, it's hard work. No doubt about it. It's tough. It's hard work.
At the starting of the week, at Summit Talks, you'll hear them speak. It's only Monday. Negotiations breaking down. See those leaders start to frown. It's Sword and Gun Day. Tomorrow never comes until it's too late. You could be sitting, taking lunch. The news will hit you like a punch. It's only Tuesday. You never thought we'd go to war. After all the things we saw, it's April Fool's Day. Tomorrow never comes until it's too late. We'll all go running underground, and we'll be listening for the sound. It's only Wednesday. Your shelter dimly lit. Take some wool and learn to knit, 'cause it's a long day. Tomorrow never comes until it's too late. You hear a whistling overhead. Are you alive or are you dead? It's only Thursday. You feel the shaking of the ground. A million candles burn around. Is it your birthday? Tomorrow never comes until it's too late.
Oh, that shelter is your home. The living space you have outgrown. It's only Friday. As you come out to the light, and your eyes behold the sight, it must be doomsday. Tomorrow never comes until it's too late. Ain't it funny how men think they made the bomb, they are extinct, it's only Saturday. I think tomorrow's come, I think it's too late. I think tomorrow's come, I think it's too late. Be-
tomorrow's come, I think it's too late.
It's hard work. It's hard work. It's hard work. What I said was, it's hard work. No doubt about it, it's tough. It's hard work. It's hard work. It's hard work. What I said was,
am I offensive enough for you? Yeah. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, yes, well, apparently it is. Tonight on the Lost Discs Radio Show, you've been digging some action tonight on the show, man. A lot of people have been digging the action, apparently. They've been in touch with us, you know. Well, you can be in touch any old time there. Try the P.O. box, you know. It's open all week. You write it to Lost Discs Radio Show, P.O. Box 157, North Haven, Connecticut, 06473. Or if you must, send us an email. It's lost@wbcq.us. And apparently we are on the air right now. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Stax has been with you. Now, Joe, are you there, Joe?
Yes, I am, in fact, here.
Now, Joe, there was a song in there that was sent to us by Rockin' Art Lewis, one of our listeners, one of our very first listeners from way back 5 years ago when we started this show. He sent us a thing by Colonel Bagshot called Six-Day War. Now, what did you find anything out about this Colonel Bagshot? What the heck?
Okay, well, that was a group from the U.K.,
oh.
Late 60s, early 70s, couple singles on the Parlophone label,
yeah.
In 71. And believe it or not, I think that was an album cut from something that was put out in the U.S. on the Cadet Concept label,
okay.
Also in 71. The name of the album was Oh, What a Lovely War.
Wow.
And wasn't Cadet, was that the offshoot, the rock and kind of progressive offshoot of Chess?
I think you might be right. I think they were in cahoots, perhaps. Well, all right, Joe, this is all very interesting, but unfortunately, time on the clock on the wall says we gotta shut up, you know? And for everybody here, you know, at Lost Discs Radio, this is Jimmy Knight saying goodnight. Goodnight, Joe.
Hey, Jim.